This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1324. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded August 1st, English from Tibet and Bangladesh, new frequencies from India, BBC, Madagascar, Uzbekistan and Armenia, closing shortwave, monitoring Israel, Lebanon and Syria, back to the Cold War from Russia, more exile broadcasts on WRMI, complain to FCC on media concentration, Fessenden celebration, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, Chris Handley in Victoria, Australia tells us that as of July 26th, the Alice Springs transmitter is back on the air after being off the air several months for maintenance. It's VL8A, heard on 4835 at 2130 UT. And a few days later, he heard their nighttime frequency as well, 2310. And Chris also heard from Nigel Holmes at Radio Australia that they may be testing the 3 megahertz frequencies from the Northern Territory stations. These alternate frequencies have been listed but rarely used. According to the World Radio TV Handbook, they are 3230 for Alice, 3315 for Tennant Creek, and 3370 for Catherine. Ian Johnson of the Australian Radio DX Club says there have been complaints about my refusal to QSL 11750 for Radio Australia. It seems the owners of the Darwin transmitters kept 11750 going despite a new frequency, 9625, without my knowledge or the knowledge of Radio Australia. I apologize for not knowing the unknowable and invite people to resubmit their reports for 11750. More details at www.ardxc.info. There have also been reports of Radio Australia carrying more BBC programming, but he thinks this may have been a fault in the program feed. Furthermore, we've heard Waltzing Matilda going on for hours and hours on some frequencies, as has Ron Howard in California. Dave Onley and his family are moving from southern Australia to Holland, but spending a month in northern Australia on the way at Gove in the top end of the Northern Territory, and doing a lot of DXing while he's there. He has a new blog telling all about it. It's onley.blogspot.com. As reported last week, the new schedule for Shokaze from Japan for North Korea, transmitted via Taiwan, is 13 to 1330 UT on 9485. However, this transmission was missing July 31st, so I thought maybe they'd moved again, but it had returned on August 1st. As for which languages are used on which days, that's also changing constantly. But Observer Bulgaria said that this broadcast is supposedly carrying English on Mondays and Thursdays. It seems the upcoming shortwave cutbacks at Radio Japan are also influencing KBS World Radio in South Korea. Ruben Guillermo Marchanet, who does the DX segment for their Spanish service, heard from his contact there, Sonia Cho, that it is believed that shortwave transmissions will be reduced as far as frequencies, but there will be no closure of departments, at least not yet. However, Spanish is not among the priority languages of the 11 used by KBS World Radio. The priority ones are English, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. In Conexión Digital, Adán Moore in Paraguay reports hearing an English class for Chinese speakers transmitted from Xizhang PBS in Lhasa, Tibet. We don't often see that reported. It's in the middle of the night here. It's 0810 to 0840 UT on 11860, which is beamed more or less east, and 11950 beamed more or less west, except on Tuesdays when they take their regular siesta. And by the way, excluding all the harmonics, these are the highest frequencies scheduled from Tibet. Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka reports the new Bangladesh frequency, 4750, with a good signal. Nice audio. It's the home service, including English news and commentary for a quarter hour at 1530 UT. On DX India, Joe's Jacob notes some frequency changes for All India Radio. The English hour at 1000 is on 7275 770, and the home service from Chennai is on 7360, replacing 7270 in the mornings from 0130 to 0430. Actually, it's the AIR-FM Gold service in Hindi. In DX Listening Digest, we remarked that Uzbekistan kept its foreign relays going on shortwave even after abolishing Radio Tashkent International. And the Senate of Radio Netherlands replies, "As I work for one of the stations using this relay, I can tell you it appears it will be closing down at the end of October. Radio Netherlands has been told it will not be available for the winter period. That affects the transmissions in Dutch at 13 to 14 on 12065 and English at 14 to 16 on 9345. So if you want to log Radio Netherlands via Tashkent, you have 3 months left to do it." On a related subject, the shortwave transmitting station in Armenia, on Radio Bulgaria's DX program, Ruman Pankov said that Public Radio of Armenia would close its emissions on shortwave at the end of October. That includes English at 1910 to 1930 on 4810 and 9960, but they relay many other stations, including VOA, Voice of Russia, Transworld Radio. However, Kai Ludwig in Germany warns us they apparently did not submit a schedule for B06, but it doesn't necessarily mean they will stay on the air until the last day of the A06 season. Although it's only in Hebrew, there is more interest now in monitoring the Israeli Defense Forces station for obvious reasons, Galei Tzahal. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain says he heard 15785 around 1630 UT. Marcelo Cornaccioni, Argentina, in Conexión Digital, says the official schedule is 04 to 19 on 15785 and 19 to 04 on 6973. It's a 10 kilowatt transmitter. However, we know the changeover times are highly variable. In fact, 6973 has been heard in South America as early as 1600. But on July 29th and 30th, around 15 UT, Terry Kruger in Florida was hearing something, he couldn't be sure it was this, on 15785. Jose Alva in Mexico forwards a report that the Israelis are doing what they've done in previous war situations. They put on some FM transmitters with open carrier so Orthodox Jews can legitimately have them turned on, but there will be no modulation until there is an emergency announcement. In Haifa, the frequencies are 100.2, 98.5, and 95.7. There's been lots of press about the media aspects of the war. Much of it in DX Listening Digest. Peter Fullerad of BBC Monitoring says Israel steps up PSYOPs in Lebanon, from mass targeting of mobile phones with voice and text messages to old-fashioned radio broadcasts warning of imminent attacks. Israel is deploying a range of old and new technologies in Lebanon as part of the PSYOPs campaign supplementing military attacks. It's activated a radio station to broadcast messages urging residents of southern Lebanon to evacuate the region. Some reports have named the station the Voice of the South. There's a website offering payment for tip-offs from Lebanese citizens that could help Israel in the fight against Hezbollah. It's allfigure4lebanon.org. Egypt's Middle East News Agency reported that Israel managed on 23 July to intercept the satellite transmissions of Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV for the third day, replacing it with Israeli transmissions showing Hezbollah command sites and rocket launching pads Israel claimed it has raided. However, another report indicates that it's not the satellite feed but ground-based transmissions which were interrupted. Wall Street Journal reported July 28th a team of 10 engineers called Al-Manar's Fidayeen, or loyal fighters, try to keep Al-Manar on the air. Includes specialists in broadcast transmissions and in handling studio equipment. Some of the engineers, Western educated, are on call around the clock. They prepare alternative places in case main studios are attacked. Some Lebanese intelligence officials say the company employs mobile transmitters operating from cars or trucks. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending that on. Check Columbia Journalism Review, crjaily.org, for July 27th. War and Flackery lifting the cover of the Hezbollah PR effort. Hezbollah has a very, very sophisticated and slick media operation, says CNN's Nick Robertson. On July 28th, BBC Monitoring reported picking up Radio Mashriq, M-A-S-H-R-I-Q, or also spelled M-A-C-H-R-E-K, anyhow it means east. They only got it on internet audio, but the frequency is supposedly 756 medium wave. It's believed to be heard in the Lebanon-Israel border region. They say it is anti-Hezbollah, but generally measured in its tone. Check the website, www.almachrek.org. They have some transcripts of their commentaries. Same frequency has been used previously in the region, such as experimental radio from the Mediterranean Basin in December 2000. And the same frequency was previously used by Voice of the South, operated by the Israeli-backed South Lebanon Army, which closed in May 2000. One may also want to monitor Damascus Radio, which does have English broadcasts on shortwave. Acker Peterson in Denmark reports to DSW CIDX Window, hearing the end of the French program going into English at 20:05 UT, July 16th, on 9330, parallel to 12085, but poor modulation on both frequencies, heard best on upper sideband. Kai Ludwig in Germany says 12085 puts in a quite strong carrier, but the modulation depth is extremely low. My random checks suggest it varies to some extent from day to day. One day it's possible to follow the programming. Another day, one has to turn up the volume to make sure there are any traces of modulation. By the way, there are two English broadcasts in a row, lasting past 2200, followed by Spanish. At 2310 and Arabic at midnight 2 UT, reported by Adan Moore in Paraguay, Conexión Digital. This from John Filiozzi in New York, 2DX Listening Digest. First opportunity I've had to listen to the Our Homeland program on Voice of Russia, 0131 UT Sunday on 9665. I was surprised to hear the tone of the program reminiscent of Radio Moscow in the Cold War years. The history documentary gave a decidedly pro-Soviet perspective on matters ranging from the Mideast War of 68 to the Camp David Accords, the Prague Spring, and other matters. One expects to hear a Russian perspective, even a sympathetic one, but the uncritical analysis of Soviet-era politics and the general description of global history in the 60s and 70s, characterized by a continuous expression of strong anti-American and anti-Western sentiments, were almost jarring. One gets the sense things are slipping back to the bad old days of East-West relations when one hears this program. Sergei Sosedkin in Illinois, who monitors Russian language broadcasts from the East and the West, says most hosts at VOR are normal, sane people, but there are a few nutcases, and quite a few voices on Radio Liberty, VOA, and Voice of Russia are not reflective of their country's mainstream opinions. Why are they broadcasting all this nonsense? Overseas radio services in both countries are in a bitter fight for survival. The gloves are off in this war. The more controversy the stations can create, the better, because any controversy helps get funding. No one seems to care about objective reporting or possible ramifications of that kind of broadcasting. For a more sane perspective from America, I advise my Russian friends to listen to VOA English or National Public Radio. If you are looking for a more balanced view from Moscow, watch Russia Today TV. Last month, we got Radio Tirana to move 5 kHz to a clearer frequency, 7450. But toward the end of July, it was missing, although 6115 to North America was still on the air. Trita Chico of Radio Tirana says, Transmitter 1 at Shijak is out of order since July 26th for at least 1 week. We are in the midst of World of Radio number 1324. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, Enid, Oklahoma, 73702, USA. Or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Consult our website for much more info, including an archive of DX Listening Digest, upon which this program is based, worldofradio.org. George Poppin in San Francisco forwards news that BBC World Service changed a number of frequencies on August 1st for the Caribbean, which are about the best we can do for hearing BBC WS ourselves in nearby North America. They've dropped 15390 in the afternoon and 11865 in the morning from French Guiana. The new schedule is 11 to 12 on 6130, and 12 to 13 on 9750, both from French Guiana. And they're adding new relays via World Harvest Radio in South Carolina, 11 to 13 on 9660, plus 21 to 23 on 13765. The Greenville relay is now an hour long at 21 on 11675, and also from French Guiana still at 22 to 23 on 5975. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says both 9660 and 9750 in the mornings are doing well there. That was around 1235 UT on the first day, August 1st. And Jerry Lenneman in Waco says 6130 was audible but poor at 1100. It may improve as the days grow shorter. Cypress Creek was inaudible at 1100, but had improved to fair by 1245, that being 9660. We can't help but wonder if DRM is really viable as more and more listeners experiment with it. On the ADX list via BCDX, Patrick Robich in Austria monitored a number of stations, mostly from European transmitters, and reported his results on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being perfect reception. Well, none of them got a 5 rating. A few of them got a 4, which meant that there were some breaks in programming. In Australian DX News, Craig Seeger reports only patchy reception from nearby New Zealand in DRM on 9440. Here's another case of a broadcaster landing on a time signal frequency where it has no business. Jari Savolainen in Finland reports hearing Radio Madagascar July 27th at 1750 until sign-off at 1900 on 5000 even instead of its normal 5010. More anomalies from Africa. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain was hearing Africa No. 1 Gabon 9580 on its second harmonic 19160 around 1900 UT July 19th with musical program in French and ID. And 19160 was heard again July 25th at 1720. Yes, you can certainly hear some interesting things if you patrol the far out-of-band frequencies. BBC Monitoring heard Radio Ghana report August 1st that GBC has gone online. They hoped it would reach a wider audience. Their website is www.gbcghana.com. At Media Network, Andy Sennett says, the old website had not been updated for several years. The new site contains current news, but is not complete. Links to the various GBC radio stations go nowhere. Other links are not working yet. Even one from the homepage banner saying broadcast and advertising produces a page not found message. The contacts page contains no phone, fax, or email details, so there's still a lot of work to be done. And I suppose it'll be a lot longer before they actually have streaming audio. In Hardcore DX, Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania reports a couple of Bolivians, Radio San Gabriel, from 0857 to 1002 UT, July 24th, measured on 6079.97, including talk in Aymara, and Radio Fides, the same date, from 0904 to 0932 on 6155.07, starting with some pleasant campesino and ranchera music. The same two stations were reported coincidentally by Arnaldo Sly in Argentina on different dates and on slightly different frequencies. Radio San Gabriel on 6079.87, July 30th at 1110 to 1120, in Aymara with a few words of Spanish, and Radio Fides on 6155.03, July 27th at 1037 with news in Spanish. Reporting to Radio Escutas, Celio Romais in Brazil also heard Radio Fides in the evening at 0155 July 23rd on 6155 with some classic rock from the 70s. Alfredo Cagnotti in Peru tells DX Listening Digest he received QSL card number 1 from Radio Universal, Cusco, Peru on 6089.1. And they have a webpage, www.radiouniversalcusco.com, spelled C-U-S-C-O. Rosildo Aragao in Bolivia reports to Hardcore DX that Radio Huanta 2000 in Huanta, Peru is heard on a slightly different frequency, 4755, instead of 4747, July 30th at 2235 to 2305 with a medical program in Spanish, mixing with the Brazilian. Radio Rebelde Cuba has a Central American service. I think it starts at 1600 on 11655, heard by Manuel Mendez in Spain, and I heard it closing abruptly at 1730. However, just before turning off the audio, the ID on July 28th was for Rebelde FM, La Habana. Monitoring Radio Havana Cuba in Spanish or English might produce some interesting news in the next few days or weeks. And Jeff White at WRMI says, as you may have guessed, events in Cuba have triggered some changes in our schedule as of August 1st. Radio Republica increased its time on 9955, Monday to Friday 10 to 14 and 16 to 21 UT, and Tuesday to Saturday UT at 05 to 06. A bit different on weekends, probably Saturday and Sunday from 17 to 21, UT Sunday and Monday 02 to 04, and 05 until 08. So there will be no Brother Stare, and several hours of WRN will be replaced by the expanded Radio Republica, and this will also preempt some of the late night and early morning weekend DX program airings, including World of Radio. Artie Bigley tells us the new owner of WRNO has finally updated the website. It's www.wrnoworldwide.org. If you start there, you should be okay, but be careful. Some of the old pages are still there with slightly different links. Dr. Robert E. Mawiri, head of the station, says by September 10th, this life-saving broadcast to Arabic-speaking populations worldwide, including the Middle East, will begin. Initially, 8 hours per day, four on each frequency, 7355 and 7395, with news on the hour in English. Now, Dan Brown, who visited the transmitter site, has also been in contact with HQ in Fort Worth, and they say they are getting a new 100-kilowatt LCOR transmitter. On their website, they claim, this transmitter power enables WRNO's signal to broadcast throughout three-quarters of the world's population, reaching countries in the resistance belt, the 1040 window, extending from West Africa to East Asia with the Middle East in the heart of this area. I respond that this is very exaggerated. The 100-kilowatt transmitter beamed at 20 degrees will hardly be capable of putting a reliable signal that far away. The FCC is currently accepting public comments about the issue of media concentration. Kevin Redding, ABDX, says if you don't want Clear Channel to own everything, go to this website. On the right side of the page, click on Submit a Filing. Enter the proceeding number, which is 06-121, and make your comment. The website is www.fcc.gov/cgb/ecfs/. Furthermore, Don Schilhart tells DX Listening Digest, for those interested, the FCC's posted agenda for its open meeting on Thursday, August 3rd, lists two action items regarding broadband over power lines, including consideration of action on petitions for reconsideration of last year's final rule. The agenda is on the website www.fcc.gov. Via Mike Terry, this item from the RSGB, Radio WATD-FM 95.9 has a series of programs on Canadian radio pioneer Reginald Fessenden, August 4th to 6th, marking the 100th anniversary of the world's first ever audio radio broadcast. It was transmitted by Fessenden on Christmas Eve 1906 from Brant Rock, Massachusetts, featuring Fessenden playing O Holy Night on the violin and reciting from the Bible. It was received by a number of ships. More about this at the station's website, and they do webcast, www.959watd.com/fessenden.asp. They're rather vague as to the exact scheduled broadcast, except for Saturday, August 5th, 16 to 21 UT, a live remote from the Daniel Webster Estate, featuring pioneers of radio. There was more about this in a Boston Globe story of July 30th via Mike Terry. Another special event coming up the first weekend in August is the National Lighthouse Lightship Weekend QSO Party, reported in the OPDX Bulletin via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, August 5th from midnight 1 UT to August 6th, 2359. In other words, 48 hours straight during the weekend. It's to promote public awareness of ham radio and lighthouses, to contribute to recognition of that lighthouses, lightships, and their keepers deserve, to foster camaraderie within the ham fraternity, and to provide fellowship among members of the Amateur Radio Lighthouse Society. Awards are available. Check this website, arlhs.com, the NLLW QSO Party, not to be confused with the International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend. World of Radio is mainly about stations which can be heard, but it's also useful to keep up with stations which were formerly heard but apparently are currently missing. Manuel Mendez in Spain has just filed a report about that. From his vacation spot on the coast, observations made during July. LRA 36 Antarctica, no sign of it, on 15476, between 20 and 21 UT weekdays, when it used to be audible. Burkina Faso 5030, used to be strong, but appeared to be inactive during the month of July, not certain about that due to interference. Radio Líder, Colombia, 6139.8, could not be heard at all, although Marfil Stereo was coming in well at 0630 on 5910. HRBC Honduras could not be heard during the entire month of July on 4819.2. Finally, Radio Veritas, Liberia 5470, was not heard around sunset or the early hours of the evening when it was previously habitually heard. Following is slightly off topic, but not really, since it will have a great impact on broadcasting. DXer Walt Salmaniv in Victoria, BC, who is also a medical doctor, has this prognosis about Fidel Castro as of August 1st, which by the time you hear this may have been overtaken by events. He says, "It's my personal medical opinion. Things are far more serious than has been implied. Anyone at age 80 who has intestinal bleeding has a life-threatening illness. It's cancer until proven otherwise. The stress of the recent trip holds little water. It could be a bleeding ulcer, but nowadays these rarely need surgical intervention. More likely, it's a malignancy. At his advanced age, prognosis is not good. Cuban media are playing the age-old communist disinformation methods so common in the USSR and Eastern Europe. I am going to keep close tabs on RHC over the next few days. Watch for somber orchestral music." The World Radio TV Handbook is pleased to announce another update file for summer season schedules is now available for download as of August 1st in PDF. It's at www.wrth.com. Via CommanderElliott.com, an interesting website selling CDs, including recordings of shortwave stations. It's www.sublimefrequencies.com. A new propagation outlook from Boulder was not available at its usual time this week. I guess someone's on vacation. So we go back to last week's 27-day outlook. Unsettled to active periods are possible August 7th and 8th. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3, August 7th, 8th, and 10th. The lowest solar flux expected for August 8th through 15th at 70. For updated information, check www.sec.noaa.gov/radio. And that's World of Radio number 1324. I'm Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll hear me again next week.